Tom Gazzola joins us. Tommy, interesting stuff. You mentioned that Drysdale Nurse have joined a local guy. Well, Alex Chasen's local because he never left Edmonton. He's been here the whole time. Tyler Ennis, Stuart Skinner, some other guys skating. Do you expect more orders to be arriving here? I've heard rumblings that we might see more coming in the next few weeks.
I sure hope so. And that's some good news. You know, we're getting some good news rolling in these days, which is nice. Seems like there's some light at the end of the tunnel with COVID, and we heard the Pfizer announcement. Maybe, I don't know, guys, maybe I'm getting a little ahead of myself, but could there be a bit of an indication that we could be seeing the NHL kind of getting things in motion really quickly? Maybe a la NBA, where the NBA wants to get going December 22nd. So, you know, a small group right now with the guys you mentioned. And like you said, Greg, you've got your fingers on the pulse as well, expecting some more guys to roll in. So this is a good sign. And if anything, too, it tells people that at least these guys are getting ready to get going as soon as possible and staying in the best shape that they can. I want to say game shape, but, you know, with no games, you're not really in game shape. A good sign, a really good sign, and encouraging, I think. So, you know, it's looking up and up here. At least that's how I'm seeing it.
Thomas, do you feel like with the way the restart went for the Edmonton Oilers that maybe this group is going to want to get together a little sooner and start trying to build momentum to whenever that starting point is?
I hope that they want to atone for what they didn't do in the postseason, Strutty. That was not a good showing whatsoever by the entire team. I know we can break down and have broken down the issues that really hampered them against the Hawks, but if they're coming back and getting ready to prepare and be as close to 100% and in game shape and ready mentally as possible right now, I hope that's an indicator that they're pissed off after what they didn't do in August. I think that would be a good response, at least as an outsider viewing this team and covering it day to day, to see them, you know, say that, yep, we're going to show up. We know what we didn't do. We know we need to be better, and we're taking it serious here. I think that would be a good sign. So I think that kind of goes part and parcel with it. Struds, if they're not pissed off and embarrassed about what they, you know, performed with and didn't show in August, like this might be a good sign that, you know, they're still steaming mad, which they should be, quite honestly.
Joe Judge, the coach of the Giants, was asked after the game, you know, if his team was worried about winning and had to finish off the game. And the point isn't about the Giants, but just about his answer. He said their mantra, their thought process was, we just want to finish. Let's just learn to finish games. So, you know, I kind of talked about this idea, what the Oilers need, a mantra for the Oilers. Let's assume that they start January 1st. Is there a mantra that you know, or what is the mantra you would want the Oilers to adopt as kind of like something that maybe they haven't done in the past couple of seasons that they need to do as a group to kind of take them to a new level this whenever this season, I guess winter or season, whatever it starts?
Right. A mantra that I think would be at least reasonable for the Oilers, and I don't know what words, you know, Dave Tippett would want to use to articulate it, but something to the effect of prove to everyone and the outsiders that they are as good as they were last year and prove that they're better. Because I know, you know, we remember their most recent body of work and it was not sufficient. But prior to that, during the regular season, that was a good team. They put themselves into a good spot and then they let a lot of people down, especially among the fan base. And that brings a lot of question marks with it. So if there's some kind of mantra and, you know, some kind of ideal and line that the Oilers want to go with for this 2021 NHL season, something to the effect of prove everyone that you are the team that you were during the preseason or regular season, and then be better. Something along those lines, Struds, because they showed a lot of good things and then kind of wasted it away in August there.
Tommy, Steve Yzerman came out. He's very optimistic that the NHL will hold the 2020/2021 season, even if it doesn't follow the traditional layout, which, you know, that includes a few things. I think the Canadian division would definitely be one, right? Obviously, a shorter season than 82 games. But, you know, I'm hearing from more people that, like, it seems that, because the NHL, I think of all the leagues, at times it's the one that's They like things the way it's always been, and that's fine. You know, they've changed for a while there. They changed divisions and such, but they seem like when you look at rule changes from other leagues, the NHL has been a little bit slow compared to others, in my opinion, for big drastic changes. But it seems like there's more hockey people like, you know what? We're just going to buck that trend, and we're going to be okay with significant change. And if that means four divisions and everybody only playing each other to get a season in, then that's what we'll do.
Yeah, and this Steve Yzerman news, too. He did an article came out in the Detroit Free Press that he did an interview with. Another kind of encouraging sign. You know, we talked about the voluntary workouts here. We hear Steve Yzerman is very optimistic, and he did acknowledge that there's the possibility that, you know, things could be derailed, but it seems like the momentum is building in the right direction. And the way that the league starts the season, guys, could be different than how it finishes in terms of format, divisions, all of that. I was talking to some people out east over the weekend that worked for a club out there, and they floated the idea that maybe was, you know, being talked about amongst themselves and some others around the league is, you know, what if you split the season in half? You do a first half and you do a second half. You know, things can change with the vaccine and how we control things and the amount of fans that might be getting into arenas at that point. So you could start one way for half of the season and then, you know, take a break and then start another way to finish off the season. So clearly, like, the thought processes are there and the ideas and ways about going about this are there. And you're right. Like, thinking outside the box in what is traditionally a league and sport that likes to stay with the norms and doesn't like to really change and begrudgingly does so most times, it might be, you know, totally affected by what's going on right now, and maybe that's a good thing. It's progressive, and I'm sure in time, you guys, we're going to get back to what we perceive or knew as normal, and hopefully that's by the 21-22 season. But at least, you know, there's options here and there's ways to go about this. And when you're hearing a GM in the league and guy that's been around and has the clout that Steve Yzerman does say he's very optimistic, I look at that and go, well, he's not an idiot. That's for damn sure. He's a pretty smart guy in this league. So I get optimistic when I hear a guy like that say it.
Do you think that When you start looking at projecting out, okay, you're going to start, let's say, January 1st, whatever, and then you go till whatever time in the summer, you know, how many months can you peel back to get to the normal calendar for the NHL, which is September start date? So let's say that the NHL ends, I don't know, I'm going to say September 15th. Can you start it again January 1st again, or can you pull back to December 15th, or can you pull back to November the 15th? You know what I mean? Like, how much can you bring back? How short, ultimately, can you make an off season?
Yeah, Strudy, the NBA is kind of setting the precedent here by getting back into the groove of things December 22nd. And if they can do it and show that it's absolutely feasible, then other leagues probably can too. So, you know, hearing the Steve Yzerman quotes and reading the article in the Detroit Free Press with him and kind of, you know, seeing what's going on around the league and players preparing to get ready again. We saw Max Domi was in his Columbus gear the other day, so he's on the ice as well. Like, those little tidbits kind of give us an idea that if they get going again and they, you know, cut the season down by 15, 20 games, or if they get a 60-game regular season in, do full playoffs and end it by July, then I don't think it's unreasonable to think that they could get it pretty close to what we know as a normal season by the following year. So 21-22, we might be talking about starting in October. Maybe it's mid-October as opposed to early October. Maybe it's November, but I think that they could claw this back pretty quickly. And keep in mind, most teams are done by the third round of the playoffs anyway. So the majority of these teams, you know, they'd be into their off-season mode and they could get preparing again. Strudge, you played. How long would it take you to be ready to go after finishing up the season? Probably.
Well, it'd be less. To be honest, it depends how far you go in the playoffs. Like a Stanley Cup final team, I think turning around and, you know, they what do they do? Like, they go to end of June, let's say, and you start September 15th. So what is that, 2.5, 3 months?
Yeah.
You know, that's pretty tight. That's just the way it's always been, right? So I think you have to be somewhat respectful of that time. You know, that's maybe get it down to 2 months, because you probably think it's going to be a shorter season this year if they do, in fact, try to get started a little bit later. But, you know, for a guy like me, like I played my, 10 to 15 minutes a night. I wasn't banging out 20, 25 minutes a night. Because you got to remember, some of those top guys, they spend, you know, a good month or so just getting their body healthy. You know, they're not even trying to work out. They're just trying to get it so they're not, you know, as you know, broken down, or it might be a surgery or whatever the case may be. So I think if I could have 3 months, you know, that, you know, 3 months would be pretty tight. Because normally I like to work out for 3 months, but, you know, if under these circumstances, not everything's perfect. So I don't know if you can do it much tighter than, well, for sure, the 2.5 months.
Hey, yeah. We got to go. But before we go, Tom, Connor and I, Connor is texting me. He's sick today, but he's listening to the show.
Yeah.
And so every Monday we're going to have a line. And so we're going to decide what it is this week on how many times a week Struds will mention Joe Judge. Because we're talking Oilers, and it's like Joe Judge is now like his new greatest coach of all time. So, Tommy, do you have a quickly give, what would be your, what would be a fair line to you so we can go over under? What would be your recommendation
in 1 week? Joe Judge?
Yeah, like how many times Struds mentions Joe Judge in a week on the show?
But, okay, I think 10 is a good starting point. That's hilarious.
What? 10?
So you'll go to, see, I said not, you can't go 10. It's got to be odd number, right? Because I said 9.5. Connor says 7.5. So any people out there who know how to set a line, feel free to 11. Let us know it's 10, 12,
outrageous.
60. Because all of a sudden, like, Joe Judge is suddenly the Scotty Bo. And I always, like, because he preps it, Joe Judge. Like, I'm not saying he's a great coach. Then it's Joe Judge again. It's like, I'm not saying he's great. Well, you keep saying him. He's great. Like, I'm just dying. The Joe Judge is Joe Judge. I counted last week. It was my own little thing. So I'm not going to. This has been something I noticed, and I'm like, okay. So I started tracking it down. I have a little piece of paper here, and I just put a little chit beside it. Just looks like I'm doodling, because I doodle a lot anyway. So I'll put you down for 9.5, Tom.
Perfect.
All right, buddy. Thanks for this. We'll chat with you tomorrow. Have a good one.
See you, boys.